We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Well, currently it is 75 degrees here in Elk City, and let's check out some area temperatures of 81 at Arnett, 85 at Woodward, 80 at Hollis, 78 at Mangum, Hobart, 71. Shamrock, Texas is 80, and Wheeler, Texas is 82. Well, Jancy, welcome back to the show.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, it's a long time coming, but hey, at least you're here. But anyway, guess what's happening today?
What?
Today we are live in the northwestern part of Oklahoma.
That's exciting.
Yeah, we have the whole western part of Oklahoma, most of the Oklahoma Panhandle, most of the Texas Panhandle. And you're here for the first day.
I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, I know you are. You're out of school. You're getting out of school. Anyway, welcome. We are going live on KWFX 100.1 today. Welcome to our show. We'll tell you a little bit about what we do here. First part, we have four segments. First segment, we always do grain reports, cash and futures, and then we do a little report on what's happening around the United States and the world, what's causing all the fluctuation in the prices. And then the second segment is all livestock, and we do reports from the Woodward Livestock Auction, Hobart Stockyards, Elk City, and Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, and we have a good time doing that with cattle. And then the third and fourth segments, we always talk about agriculture if we don't have a guest. And actually, for a surprise for everybody, today we're going to have the ag instructor from the Woodward FFA on with us in the latter part of the show. So anyway, I'm Jimmy Clark. I farm and ranch. I do this ag show. I take care of other people's cattle, I help your family with peanut harvest every year, and that's what I do. This show is real. I'm not professional by no means. And Jancy, tell everybody who you are and what you do.
I'm Jancy Ripito. I'm Jimmy's partner in crime sometimes. I'm a senior at Merritt. Me and my family farm and ranch and also raise show pigs. And I also show pigs, cheerlead, and I'm a part of numerous clubs at Merritt, too.
Yeah. And you're part owner of the Spring Creek Genetics, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah. Did you earn that or did you have to pay for it?
I earned it.
Yeah, I know you did. She's a hard worker. I don't know, you guys are just tuning in, and the people that always tune into the show. If you ever been to one of the local hog shows or the major hog shows, Jancy's one of the better showmanship persons I've ever seen. She takes it serious. And you've won numerous awards doing it, too.
I have.
Yes, you did pretty good. Well, let's get on with our regular show, so we'll stay on the clock at the right times. Right now, let's check out the futures on the grains. Corn for September is 659. December corn, 659. March corn is 665. Everything's basically in the red today, but soybean meal. Soybeans for September, 1480. Soybeans for November, 1398. January is 1404. Soybean meal, September, $461.20 a short ton. October's 422.30. December's 415.40. Soybean oil for September is 69.49 cents a pound. October 65.65, and December 64.06. Hard red winter wheat, September $9.07 a bushel. December 881. Oats for September is 404 a bushel, and December 377. Down here in the cotton world, we got CME cotton number 2, October. It's up today, actually. It's at 118, and December's at 113. And just so you guys know, we got this little thing going. There's supposedly maybe somebody over there around the Delhi area that's raising sugar cane, so we give out the sugar prices. So October sugar number 11 is 17 cents a pound. Oil, what's oil doing? Oil's dropped quite a bit. It's at 86.56 for West Texas crude. Natural gas is still hanging in there above the $9 range. Let's check out some prices for the cash grain prices in elevators in Oklahoma and in Texas. Hard red winter wheat cash price today is $8.25 a bushel. Corn is $7.31. Milo's at $6.66 and soybeans are $4.17. Well, let's see what's happening around Oklahoma and the rest of the world. Soybeans and grains were lower in overnight trading amid concerns about global demand as central banks globally tighten the monetary policy to battle inflation. Central banks around the world, including the U.S. Federal Reserve, are raising interest rates and tightening the fiscal policy in a bid to rein in some of that inflation worldwide. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said last week that the U.S. will face some pain amid increased interest rates. The European Central Bank has become increasingly hawkish as inflation in the bloc reached a record high last month. Interest rates hikes are up to 75 basic points on the table in the U.S. and the European Union as inflation, while cooling teal, remain high. That would increase the cost of borrowing and strikes fear that consumers will slow purchases. Investors who were long on the market likely sold contract and booked profits, also causing the overnight price decline. U.S. weather looks fairly benign today, with some storms expected in parts of Kansas today through where drier weather is forecast in the northern plains. Rains will likely be limited this weekend, said Donald Kinley, an agriculture meteorologist with Maxar, and notes to clients, this will increase stress to crops in the west central areas of the Midwest, but help with corn dry down in other areas. Soybean futures for the November delivery fell 16 and a quarter cents to 14.06 and a quarter a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal was up $2.50 to $417.60 a short ton, while soybean oil futures dropped 2.06 cents to 65.42 cents a pound. Corn futures for December delivery lost 9 pennies to $6.615 a bushel. Wheat for December delivery fell 8.75 cents to 8.22¾ a bushel in Chicago, while Kansas City futures declined 9.25 cents to 9.03¼ a bushel. Jancy, what's the latest news on ethanol?
Ethanol output dropped to lowest level in almost 4 months last week, while inventories also declined, according to data from the Energy Information Administration. Production of the biofuel decreased to an average of 970,000 barrels per day in the week that ended on August 26th, the EIA said in a report. That's down from 987,000 barrels a week earlier and the lowest weekly production since April 29th. In the Midwest, by far the biggest producing region, output dropped to 911,000 barrels a day on average from 928,000 barrels the previous week. That's the lowest since the 7 days that ended on April 22nd. Output in the Rocky Mountain region fell to an average of 13,000 barrels per day from 14,000 barrels a week earlier. That was the entirety of the losses, as the West Coast production was unchanged at 9,000 barrels per day. East Coast production rose to an average of 13,000 barrels per day, up from 12,000 barrels the previous week. Gulf Coast output increased to 25,000 barrels a day on average from 24,000 barrels, the agency said. Ethanol inventories, meanwhile, fell to 23.533 million barrels in the week through August 26th. That's down from 23.807 million barrels the previous week.
Cool. That's a lot of numbers, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Everybody says, you stutter a lot. I said, you ought to see these numbers I got to read. Well, extremely dry weather may lead to prime conditions for wildfires in parts of North Dakota and Montana, according to the National Weather Service. Red flag warnings will take effect at 10 a.m. this morning and last through midnight for most of Montana. Winds will be sustained at 10 to 20 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Near critical weather fire conditions are expected this afternoon. Meanwhile, back in Kansas, in central and southern Kansas, some isolated thunderstorms are possible today. And I checked the radar right before the show started, and some, I think part of our listening area down there around Hobart and Lone Wolf and south of there is getting a little bit of moisture falling on the ground. Matter of fact, did you guys get any rain at your house this morning?
Yes, we did.
I woke up and I was like, what's that sound?
Yeah, it rained on me until I hit about Carter on my way to school this morning.
That was about it. But a couple of, we have the day in ag text line is what we're going to start calling it starting today. That number is at 580-225-9697. If you ever have anything you want to comment on or something you want to hear about, just text that in, 225-9697. I already got two texts, and I'm going to, you know what today is also besides us going statewide almost?
No.
Dove season opens.
Really?
Yeah, and I got a report already from the pack saddle manager himself, Mr. Marcus Thibodeau. He's my French quarters guy. Anyway, he said, opening morning dove report. Some people are having great success. Free hunting weekend this weekend. It's a great opportunity to introduce someone to the hunting, the OWDC. ODWC has lots of opportunities on public land. Check out their website for more information and make sure you have a plug in your shotgun. In other words, Marcus is repeating what I said. The new hunting regulations out, so go get your book and read it. Get your license. Don't forget you need your hip permit for dove for migratory birds. And also, it's sprinkling. I got another text in. It's sprinkling at Hammond, so that's great. Another one before we go to break. Cunningham Peaches will be at the Elk City Co-op Saturday at 7 a.m. I think they've already been to Woodward. So anyway, when we come back, we'll talk about some live cattle futures, feeder cattle futures, and stockyard sales report from Hobart yesterday. Right now, the Woodward Livestock Auction is happening with their feeder calves today. Tomorrow, Elk City will be having their auction as normal. But the Hollis Livestock Auction and Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction will not be having their sale Saturday or Monday due to Labor Day weekend. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark and Jancy Ripito.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
And we've seen it in our own operation, and we've heard other people tell it too. You go out when it's 105 degrees outside, and you look around, and the black cows are standing in the pond or in the shade trees, and the red cows are out grazing. The red hide color, the cow's going to stand out and eat during the heat of the day. She's not going to be laying under the shade tree and be up eating all night or not putting on weight. When it's been raining and the grass is 3 foot tall, they're going to be out eating all day long. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. That's why you need feed that's built the reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. iPro Feed's commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your local iPro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers. It's heavier steel. They're built better. They're tough. They've got rubber flooring, every kind of amenity that you can think of in a ranch trailer. They're framed in differently so that you're not having crackouts and breaks in the trailer frame. Their tires come 18-ply. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. The name of our business is Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing, 303-4246. 303-4246.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
Great news, folks. Ron Hayes here to let you know SEI Agritech in Elk City is now your livestock nutrition center dealer. This is better quality feed and minerals for your cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. Plus, at SEI Agritech, you can buy everything from bulk to 50-pound bags. Call or go see SEI Agritech today about your feed and mineral needs. Their number, 580-225-0317. 580-225-0317. Better feed, better results.
Once that gets in your blood, you're not going to get it out. Once you are ate up with cattle, farming, agriculture, it's a hard drug to kick. You're putting a crop out there, you're turning your cows out, and watching what you do grow, and watching the things that you take care of, things you care for, move on with their life cycle. Just seeing a result from your hard work. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Currently at the Gabe Gadget Mezzanette here in this studio. We're 78.3 degrees with humidity 75, so I'm pretty sure nobody's out there baling hay right now. Well, let's check out some of the futures on cattle real quick. And let me get back over there. You guys will figure out I'm pretty slow on the computer that just joined us on the show today. All right, live cattle for October is 142.60. December live cattle 148.45, February 153.02, April live cattle 157.17. Feeder cattle for September is 183.112, and feeder cattle for October is 184.35. And we have lean hogs October 91.57, December 83.65. Lean hogs for February is 87.57. Well, let's check out how things looked at Hobart yesterday. Steers weighing anywhere from 300 to 400 was bringing up to 226. Average weight on those was 361. 4 to 5 weights, average weight 458 was bringing up to 204. 5 to 6 weights, looks like they were 533 was average, bringing 184. And what else we got here? Let's go to some heifers. 3 to 4 weights, 350 average weight, $1.87. 4 to 5 weights, $1.91. 443 was their average weight. 5 to 6 weights, 552s was bringing up to $1.62. And 658 weights was bringing $1.54. Cows or slaughter cows are still up. Average weight on that sold yesterday was 1188 at the Hobart Stockyards, bringing up to $95 per 100 weight. And slaughter bulls were bringing up to $111 bucks per 100 weight. You know, I was listening to that one commercial with Wes Graham on there with the Cattle King, the Hughes Trailers. Have you seen that one down there? He's got parked down at Carter.
Yes, I have.
Yeah. You need, you know, your grandpa has a new truck, so you should talk to him about buying a new trailer to hook on back that new truck.
I'll try.
You know, all you got to do is ask him.
I know what he'll say.
What?
My old stuff works just fine.
So, anyway, yeah, it's, yeah, I don't know. He was out by the house the other day fixing water gaps, and the river got up from the flooding the other day. So, anyway, it was pretty good. And what do we got? Well, let's see here. What do you got going on with county fairs coming up? Let's go over those. So, just the county fairs.
Okay, I've got a list of upcoming county fairs. Caddo County is going to be in Anadarko, August 29th through the 1st. Greer County is in Mangum, the 31st through September 3rd. Harmon County is in Hollis, September 6th through the 9th. Comanche County in Lawton, September 6th through the 10th. Ellis County and Shattuck, September 7th through the 10th. Custer County, also September 10th, 7th through the 10th. And Clinton, Beckham County, and Sayre, September 8th through the 10th. Jackson County, September 8th through the 10th in Altus, and Tillman County, September 8th through the 10th in Frederick. Any information needed about county fairs can be found through your local OSU Extension office.
Definitely, because they're the ones that put it on.
Yes.
So have you been any jackpots lately?
Yes, I showed not this past weekend, but the weekend before. I went to Hobart Friday night. They had a show called The Best in the Southwest, and then Saturday, the day after that, we went to a show at Surreal.
You did any good?
We did okay.
Are you saving the best for later?
Yes, we are.
Because the state fair's coming up when?
September 15th through the 25th.
That's just a couple weeks away.
Yes, Sheep and Hogs show Saturday, September 17th, and then Goats and Cattle start Wednesday the 21st, and they'll show through the 25th of September.
I gotcha. All right. Well, when we come back for our third segment, we're going to talk about some other things coming up. Tulsa, Kansas City. Was it last year you kicked some butt up there in Kansas City?
The year before.
Yeah, you did good. But anyway, on and then OYE. Man, is that a big-time deal. And we're going to talk about your little brother.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh. Here we go. Well, you know he's not listening unless he's skipping school.
No, he should be in class right now, so we're good.
Well, I know Marcus, the wildlife manager for Pack Saddle and Ellis County up there is listening, and I'm hoping Lieutenant James is listening, and you guys can text in back the answer, but on your deal on free hunting this weekend, I had a text come in wondering if that included spotlighting. So, I mean, you know, I don't know the answer to that. I mean, I really know the answer, but I'd rather it come from Lieutenant James or from Marcus. Is spotlighting free this weekend also? Just asking for a friend. How's that? So anyway, but, you know, the feeder cattle market has really flexed its muscle as we've moved through the summer. The October CME feeder cattle futures contract has increased by more than $10 per CWT since May, and this can be seen in the market for heavier feeder cattle. Heavy feeders typically make their highs around this time of the year, but calf markets are increasing counter-seasonally. A strong calf market going into the fall is a good sign of cow-calf operators that calve in the spring will be marketing calves in the coming months, because that's very true, because I'm weaning calves right now. It's been a crazy market. I can't believe, you know, the slaughter cattle dipped down there in July when it got hot and the drought. I mean, we were all going through the drought up even in the Northwest. They had it really bad, especially over there around Moreland where that big fire was. But it just went down for about 3 weeks, and now the slaughter cows, you know, if they're pretty decent, comes back up into the 90s, and bulls are way over $1 a pound, so it's amazing. But it's becoming apparent that the supply of calves is going to be very tight this fall. Beef cow slaughter levels have been discussed several times in this newsletter and remain 14% above 2021 levels. Last week, Josh wrote about high placement levels of lightweight feeders, which has been another trend due to dry conditions in most of the country, especially here in western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. Given the continued reduction in the size of the beef cow herd, this was likely to be a smaller fall calf run had weather not been a challenge. But when combining that with drought implications and fundamentals are setting up for a seller's market for feeder calves in the next few months. Chancey, when we come back, you're going to give out the Long Ranger forecast for Woodward area. And then in the last segment, I'll give out the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for the southwestern part of Oklahoma. And so far, it's going smooth. I haven't said any cuss words or anything.
We're doing good.
Yeah, we're doing good. So we'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Drew Cobb. This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, August 29th. 1,467 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 370 brought 229. 7 at 484 brought 202. 10 at 565 brought 187. 15 at 647 brought 189.25. 30 at 719 brought 171.50. 19 at 815 brought 171.50. 13 at 966 brought 160. 4 head of heifers at 251 brought 239. 7 at 470 brought 162. 6 at 502 brought 161. 5 at 567 brought 154. 6 at 612 brought 153. 8 at 703 brought 163.50. 8 at 756 brought 160. Butcher cows were 3 to 100 and a half. Butcher bulls brought 30 to 123. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. Exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sell every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Why is the Elk City Rodeo so special? We think it's because it features some of the world's best cowboys and cowgirls. We also believe conversation with friends over a burger and a cold drink is pretty enjoyable. And for a few hours, you forget about all life's worries. This is Pro Rodeo announcer Wayne Brooks inviting you to the Elk City Rodeo this weekend. Enjoy America's original extreme sport with Doug Gray Dodge and Ram Trucks. Tickets are on sale at Circle A Westernwear and at the Arena Ticket Office. It's the Elk City Rodeo, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night.
You've got two choices. You can go to work, make money, and go home. Or you can go to work, like the people you work with, make money, go home, and not dread going back to work the next day. Canyon Oilfield Services is hiring experienced roustabouts and Class A CDL drivers. Great pay and all the benefits. Go by the Canyon office in Elk City, Hinton, or Chickasha. Or call 580-729-3297. 729-3297. At Canyon Oilfield Services, the key word is service.
Right now, hay coverage is a big deal. You know, price of hay right now is very expensive. The ability to get hay right now, and when people get their hands on it, it's probably one of the most expensive assets that they have in their operation right now. And we can insure that hay for fire. I know there's been a lot of wildfires, and people have a concern for that. And then if you're an existing customer with us and you have a farm and ranch policy, you know, people need to understand that's not something that's automatically included. They would need to call and let our office know what coverage they need for their hay, and we can add that onto their farm and ranch policy. We can insure hay on a standalone policy, which is something that maybe some others don't offer. Even if you don't have business with us currently, we can write hay insurance.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Currently here at Elk City, we have 78 degrees. The winds are out of the south at 4 miles an hour with wind gust, hurricane force, 8 miles an hour. And Jancy, help me out. What's the forecast look like for the northwestern part of Oklahoma?
The forecast for Woodward, today you have a high of 91 with winds out of the south, 7 to 9 miles an hour. Tomorrow your high is 95, winds out of the south, 6 to 8 miles an hour. Saturday your high is 89, partly cloudy, slight chance of thunderstorms, winds out of the northwest, 2 to 9 miles an hour. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 88, winds out of the east at 7 miles an hour. And on Labor Day, it's mostly sunny with a high of 88, winds out of the southwest ranging from 2 to 7 miles an hour.
All right, you know what's happening this weekend in Elk City, don't you?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
The rodeo.
The rodeo champions.
Yes.
Are you going?
Yes, I'll be there Saturday and Sunday night.
For the cheerleaders?
Yes. I'll be selling programs Saturday night, all night, and then just the first half for Sunday.
And what are you going to be in the parade Saturday?
I will. I'll be on a float in the parade on Saturday.
Well, I'm not going to be throwing candy back at you.
I'll throw candy to you.
Okay, well, it'll be good. And then Yeah, it's a great weekend going on here in Elk City. And then Sayre's got their short grass rodeo, the first ever, coming up in a couple weeks. And we'll hit a little more heavily on that coming in the next week. But first of all, it's Elk City. Well, man, oh, man, has OYE stepped it up. And they've got the their shoot they're doing now. They're doing the Cattle Congress. They're doing the OYE show in the spring, which is the largest youth stock show in the world.
In the world.
And they've stepped up again. What are they doing?
OYE, this is their first year. They now have shotgun sports. OYE is offering a contest. It says they want to inspire competition, but also promote proper gun safety. This contest is open to anybody in Oklahoma 4-H or FFA, 7th through 12th grade. It's going to be September 8th and 9th, Sporting Clays in Silver Leaf and Guthrie, and the Trap Shoot at OTA in El Reno.
Is Carter going?
He is.
Is he really?
Yes.
Are you proud of him?
I am very proud of him.
Well, he just started. I remember here in Beckham County, they take their shooting very serious.
Yes, they do.
And I think last year I heard Monty and Paul saying, oh, man, there was 45 people showed up to try, you know, to apply for being on the Beckham County 4-H and FFA team. This year I looked at their deal, 75 people showed up. And those kids want to shoot.
Yes, they do.
They do. And Carter was one of them.
Yes, Carter.
Did he get a new shotgun?
I don't think he got a new one. He's got a gun.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's one we've had or if it's new.
Well, you need to keep track of that, because if he gets a new shotgun, you need to get something new.
He has more guns than I do already.
Really?
Yes.
That's surprising. Hey, when is your film coming? Tell everybody up in the northwestern part, because Marcus is listening, and he helped with you. The Outdoor Oklahoma came out and filmed you deer hunting last year.
Yes.
When is it coming on?
It's supposed to air right before rifle season this fall. We don't have a for sure date, but they will let us know when it'll air.
Yeah, because it's an hour long one, isn't it?
Yes, it's a full episode. So
yeah, it's crazy. You're like a star.
I'm excited.
You should be sitting over here and me over there.
No, I'm good over here.
You don't want to come over here and run all these buttons?
No, I'll probably mess it up.
You see all the chaos we got going today?
Yes.
Everybody's got to be perfectly timed. Well, my friend that I asked about for the spotlighting deal, I got a return answer. Marcus Thibodeau, my French Quarter guy up there at Pack Saddle, he said for whoever's going to do it, just to let Lieutenant James know when and where you're going to be doing it, and he will have some expensive paperwork for you. So, in other words, Spotlight's not free this weekend. And just to let all of our new friends up in the northwestern part of Oklahoma know that we do focus a lot on agriculture here, but outdoor activities is hunting is an important part of our show here. And also, I am a big supporter. This whole radio station, Blake and everybody, we're a big supporter of the volunteer, well, all firemen, not just volunteers, but Western Oklahoma, we only got a few full-time fire departments. Woodward, Altus, Mangum, Clinton, Weatherford, and Elk City are basically the only full-time fire departments. So the rest of this area is made of volunteer fire departments, with the majority of them being farmers or ag-related. And there's some oil field related ones in there. I know that Woodward's just as big an oil field as Elk City is, but a lot of them are farmers and ranchers, and we thank them very much for what they do. And anytime you got some information that you want to put out for your, if you're having a fundraiser for your fire department, which I put out for Visi and Leedy, and well, Leedy's part of Dewey County and Roger Mills, but we made some money this year for them to help. But they've been fighting a lot of fires, and Moreland just had that great big one. Anyway, another text come in for my game wardens. I got lots of friends. We do not take live calls on the show for a number of reasons, mainly because I have friends in low places. But this gentleman text in, Lieutenant James or Marcus, maybe you can answer this. What about spotlighting pigs? I heard it was legal now. I'll let them answer that, or you can just get your hunting regulation books and find out. I heard they were talking about it, but I don't know what's happened of it. Well, we're going to take an early break here, and when we come back, I'm going to have Mr. Rodney Warshman, the ag instructor from Woodward, on FFA on the line with us, and we're going to talk to him on the phone via phone, and we're going to ask him about what they're doing to raise funds right now. And I think they just had a livestock judging contest up there that you were part of.
Yes, they did.
So it's exciting times in the studio today. Anyway, we'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
A person who has never smiled can start smiling. There's just a look on their face that completely changes. And when we give them a mirror and show them their new smile, there's nothing that warms my heart more. I had a gentleman in his 50s, and his whole life he never had a front tooth. His front tooth was stuck up in the bone. He had been to dentist before, but nobody really talked to him about his options. That was just the most rewarding thing. And afterwards, he sent me the sweetest card about how the Lord put a smile on his heart, but I put a smile on his face. And that's pretty rewarding. My name is Jamie Cameron, and I am a dentist in Weatherford at 129 North Bradley, a block north of Brahms.
Also at Liberty Dental in Carnegie on Main Street, right next to the movie theater.
JamieCameronDDS.com. You can also visit us on our Facebook page, JamieCameronDDS, where we treat you like family and do life-changing dentistry.
Have you ever decided to DIY that home project and then painted yourself into an corner? You may have some basic fix-it or build-it know-how, but could use advice on how to get that job done right. And what about tools? Do you really want to buy a self-propelled stump grinder? Well, there's a business in Elk City that'll help you tackle those home projects by offering advice on how to get the job done and provide you with the proper tools for the job. That business is DJ's Rental and Sales at 911 South Main Street in Elk City. Bobby and Trish have been serving the area since 1988, and they take pride in helping folks. Maybe you have a leaky water line that runs under the driveway that you're not sure how to deal with. They're good listeners and don't charge a thing for their advice. They'd be more than happy to visit with you. Don't get stuck in a moment. Go check out DJ's Rental and Sales at 911 South Main in Elk City, where they rent most everything, and they sell mowers too. Check DJ's Rental and Sales out on Facebook and inside the Penny News.
Simply put, Simon's Catch Restaurant in Elk City is Western Oklahoma's number one choice for delicious dining. Simon's Catch features all-you-can-eat farm-fresh catfish, family recipe shrimp, USDA choice steaks, and mouth-watering desserts, including cheesecake and brownie pie. Make dinner tonight simple. Simon's Catch Restaurant in Elk City. From I-40, exit 34, go 1.5 miles south and 1.5 miles west. Simon's Catch Restaurant open at 5, Wednesday through Saturday, and at noon on Sunday.
Good afternoon, great stewards of the land. Drew Cobb here with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, August 26th. 2,481 head were sold. 16 head of steers at 328 brought 233. 5 at 425 brought 217. 11 at 486 brought 205. 6 at 530 brought 182. 3 at 550 brought 185. 8 at 589 brought 182. 11 at 774 brought 151.50. 3 head of heifers at 298 brought 180. 8 at 467 brought 190. 6 at 494 brought 163. 9 at 536 brought 161, 11 at 582 brought 166, 5 at 602 brought 167, 14 at 971 brought 130. Butcher cows were 8 to 103.50, butcher bulls brought 74 to 120, bred cows were 685 to 1525, pairs brought 1250 to 1650. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, we're to our last segment, and the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast is currently at Elk City at 78. Today we have a 60% chance of thunderstorms down in this area, and 87 for a high. Tomorrow mostly sunny, 92. Tomorrow night, we have a 20% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 67. Saturday, 30% chance of thunderstorms, 89 for a high. Sunday, 85. Labor Day day, 85 degrees, so it looks like a great forecast. We are streaming live on Facebook for our new listeners on KECOFM.com's page, and we are streaming live on KECOFM's webpage. If you ever out of radio zone or range or whatever, and you want to listen, we have them there. And then the new Penny News is out all over Oklahoma today, and the Today in Ag page has went from two pages to three. So Today in Ag is going crazy in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. Well, Jancy on the line with me today is our ag instructor from the Woodward FFA, Mr. Rodney Washman. Hope we say that right. Rodney, welcome to the show.
Yeah, glad to be here.
And tell us a little bit about you, how long you've been up at Woodward.
Well, I grew up in this area, so I've been around here my whole life. new to teaching ag, started for the first time November of last year, so kind of new at my age, new to teaching, but not new to the ag industry.
Cool. Well, welcome, and thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day. I know school just started. You got stock shows going on, coming up, and probably all kinds of other things going on. But Jancy Ripito's in here with me, and she wanted to ask you a little bit about what you guys are doing to help raise money, because her dad donated.
Hi, Mr. Washman. I'm Jancy. My dad was telling me about you guys' fundraiser you have going on. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Yeah, so this year we have a booster club fundraising committee, and we met and was trying to think out of the box from our normal fundraising where, you know, we all depend on our businesses from our local areas to support. And there's so many fundraisers that we do through schools that we were trying to do something that was a little bit different to try to hit a different type of people that we could try to raise money. And with the drought conditions, it's good and bad for a fundraiser, but we're doing a hay auction. And so we're asking local farmers and ranchers if they would donate as little as 1 to 2 bales of hay or square bales of hay. And then later this fall, after we get it all gathered up, we're going to post it and we'll advertise, and then we're going to have it as a hay auction to try to raise money for our spring stock show.
That's an awesome idea. I'm mad
great.
I didn't think of it.
That's a good idea. I love that.
So,
you know, most of the farmers and ranchers were former FFA students. And, I mean, once you've been through the FFA program, the passion that you keep with it, you know, you're always there to want to support it any way you can. And, you know, we've had, for the first year so far, we've had a really good turnout on what we're getting in, and we're expecting more. Obviously, the more the better. And hopefully, you know, maybe we can help some other farmers out that might be running a little short on hay, that maybe they can come in and get some bought, you know, for their livestock.
And so you're taking round bales, and you said square bales. Is that little ones or big ones or both?
We're taking any kind of hay that we can get. We've got a facility on our school farm where we can put that hay. We're kind of dividing it according to what it is. I think we're going to start trying to sell it in like 5-bale increments. So hopefully, you know, more people can possibly get, you know, some hay bought instead of, you know, hopefully somebody we can, not just somebody gets all of it, that we can divide it where everybody might be able to get some.
Yeah, because so, hay is a hot commodity this year.
It's a very hot commodity. Again, I know our turnout is going to be a little lower just because there's just not much hay in the country, but, you know, it's been pretty good support so far from, you know, the farmers and ranchers in the area that's found out about what we're doing. So, you know, we're hoping that it continues to grow, and we hope it's a good idea and raise money for these kids for their spring stock show.
Well, I think correct me if I'm wrong, but Jancy and your dad wanting to challenge everybody to donate a couple bales so they can take a whole semi-load up there?
Yes, Dad wants to try to get a set amount of hay so that it is one semi-load to take to Woodward is Dad's goal. So.
Yeah, and I'm sure Rodney will accept it, won't you, Rodney?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we'd be grateful to have anything we can get. You know, that's one thing about FFA programs. I mean, you know, we're here to help each other, and that'd be awesome if we could get some hay. We do have delivery available for some hay. If we do have some people that's got, you know, some smaller amounts that we need to get hauled, we've got several parents in the community with hay trailers that is willing to haul whatever we can get. So obviously it does not have to be delivered, but if they decide they want to deliver it, you'll definitely have some FFA members in blue and gold there to greet you and tell you how appreciative we are of what you're doing for our chapter.
Who do they need to contact, I guess, if they want to bring some hay?
So first off, they could contact me. My phone number is 580-273-0690. We also have our second ag teacher, Miss Emily Wilkinson, 580-303-8179. And if they could call either one of us, we'll be happy to, you know, to get it set up and figure out delivery options on whatever we need to do, you know, to get that hay up here to us.
And they could probably, if they didn't write these number down, they can listen to the show on Facebook and find it again. And I'll post the numbers, if you guys don't mind, on our Facebook page. But they could probably just get on Facebook and message you guys, because it looks like you check your Facebook page pretty often.
Yes. I mean, we do have, you know, a Woodward FFA Facebook page, you know, that we have officers and me and Miss Wilkinson check in. So, you know, if anybody has any questions, they can even get a hold of the Woodward Schools here, and they'll get you in contact with us. And like I said, we'll get it set up to get everything ready for delivery. And again, we're appreciative of small amounts on up. It does not matter. We're just great to have whatever we can get.
Well, it's, you know, like you said, it might not be the greatest year for it, but I think it's a brilliant idea.
Oh, I do too.
I mean, that's just as it's brilliant. Whoever thought of it, need a big pat on the back, because I'm sure there's some other schools going to start copying that. And but which is fine. It's a great fundraiser. And you guys had have you got any kids going to the OYE shoot this week? We were just talking about it on the show.
Yes, we have. We'll have a senior team there this next week. That group was, you know, state champions a year ago, and none of them kids graduated, so we're anxious. Those kids have been practicing hard. Can't wait. I know they're excited. We've taken a couple trips with them to Silver Leaf, let them shoot down there already this year just to get them prepared for that shoot.
I think it's great. OYE, I mean, they've stepped it up in the last 2 years.
They really have.
Yes. And
It's unreal what they have done for our FFA, as in the AgMech project. I mean, that thing is fixing to blow wide open. I mean, it's unbelievable what these kids are producing in these AgMech classes for that deal. If someone has never been down there to walk through that the day they judge the ag mechanics, it is definitely something that it will just blow your mind what these kids are building.
Well, they you know, I'm the president of the North Fork Quail Forever down here, and we support these shooting teams. I don't know how many. We got 6 or 7 or 8 different teams, 4-H and FFA, or, you know, not necessarily FFA, but the high school scholastic shooting teams, along with the FFA. But it takes a lot of money. And, you know, some kids just don't want to show stock, or they don't want to weld, or they don't want to rebuild an engine or something. But this shooting really does give them a lot of options at these schools.
Absolutely. It's so broad what the FFA is touching on kids now compared to where, you know, even when I was in school, there were some, you know, you could go give speeches and do a little judging, but mainly it was, you know, your show kids. And now it's just, it's so broad on these kids that, you know, the FFA is touching and changing them, you know, because I believe if, and here I'm starting to preach, but if you've got a kid out there, they have to go through the FFA program. And, I mean, the passion, what they learn through that program is unreal.
Yeah, I mean, I went through it, and Jancy, she's on her, in her last year. She's done great, and I think a lot of people, you don't have to be a farmer or rancher to go through that program. You know, the kids within the city need to try it out. They'll learn so much, and they'll learn how to do hard work and maybe keep good records. And you're shaking your head. Am I right, Jancy?
Yes, you are.
And so, I mean, that's its purpose, is to get you ready for if you go to college or you stay right on the farm after high school. It goes a long ways. And there's lots of good things you get to go do, too, and meet other people.
Yes, for sure.
So.
Yeah, it's unbelievably great program.
Well, one last thing with you. You guys, when Jancy was there, you had a free fair livestock judging contest up there last week at Woodward. How'd that go? Did you have a lot of people there?
You know, we took 20-some kids. We, you know, obviously we didn't have a great winning team. There was a lot of really good teams. 600 kids judged last week up here.
That was more than I was expecting.
Yeah, it was a really good turnout. You know, we've got some young kids coming into the program, 4-H level, and, you know, 8th graders coming in that was their first time. So, obviously, they're learning, but we're getting better. These kids are enjoying it. So, if we can just continue to work at it, we'll compete with some of these other schools that are out there that are winning these judging contests.
Well, so you had 600. Did you guys have to feed all 600 of them kids, or were they on their own?
No, Farm Credit sponsored the lunch and
awesome
burgers for every kid. So, yeah, it was a great, great, great day. It was an unbelievable bunch of kids that turned out. So I think they were shocked on how many, but there was definitely plenty of food for all of them.
I bet they were headed to the grocery store more than once.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Thanks big time to Farm Credit. They're actually one of the sponsors for the show at the Woodward radio station at the 100.1. And that was great because they are big supporters statewide and locally with the FFA and 4-H. They're big time. Well, they got all these 4-H and FFA's kids loans through there, so they're going to support them. So, you know, I'm making fun of them. I got a couple of buddies that work at Farm Credit, so I'm making fun of them a little bit. So don't take me too serious on there, Rodney. So, but no.
Yeah, there's a bunch of great.
You got
great guys.
Yeah, they are. You got some. When's your? I didn't hear Woodward. Is Woodward? When's your county show, or did it already happen?
We had our county fair this past Saturday.
Okay.
So ours is done and getting ready for the Tulsa State Fair now.
Yeah, got Tulsa coming up, and I think Jancy, you going to Kansas City this year?
I am.
Are you got any kids going to Kansas City this year, boss?
I believe we have a few that's entered. I guess we'll kind of see how things progress if they end up going up there, but we do have some energy go up there.
Oh, cool. Well, great. And so it's and you guys got, which majority that you guys show out of the Woodward FFA, or is it a little bit of everything? Goats, sheep, hogs, or cattle?
You know, last year at our local spring show, we had roughly 100 animals, 90 to 100 animals. We're going to be probably majority pigs.
Okay.
We'll have 25 or so goats on feed, 10 to 15 sheep, and 15 to 18 head of steers and heifers.
Awesome. Well, Mr. Rodney Warshman, ag instructor at the Woodward FFA, we're out of time, and thank you so much for coming on and keep in contact with me if you ever need to let the public know there's something going on. And good luck with that fundraiser, and I hope we got you some more business today.
I do appreciate it, and thanks to everybody out there. And like I said, get a hold of us for if we got anything we can help you with on getting that hay. We'd greatly appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you, sir, and have a great day.
All right, thank you.
Jancy, we made it. The music's playing.
We did. We made it.
We made it, and we didn't have any major collusions. But anyway, we got, I guess I'll see you next Thursday.
Yes, I'll be back Thursday.
And get to skip school again.
Yes.
Well, thanks the teachers and everybody for letting you come do this. Well, you guys have been listening to Today in Ag for all of Western Oklahoma, North, South, Central, and parts of Texas Panhandle. You guys have a blessed day. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.